Yeah, I was happy with our defence. I thought our defence was pretty outstanding in certain patches there. Still, offensively, we've still got a few hiccups, but, you know, it was a good, tough game for us. And you know that Wollongong, you know, they've got some talent there, so it's fantastic to get a win tonight. And this man here really carried us in that first half and probably got a couple of unlucky calls to put him on the bench there, but I thought Sean was outstanding.
The offensive side of the game, is it
starting
to improve?
Well, it's better than last week, but it's not where we want to get. Where we are at the moment. We still got a lot of work to do. That just our timing and our ball movement, how fast we're doing it, and where we want to get the ball. So that's still a work in progress. But I was pretty happy on the defence. I thought held them 12 points in that third quarter was pretty good, that we were able to lock them down. 30 points in the first half was outstanding.
They got a pretty dangerous backcourt.
Yeah, look, though, I think they had tough shots. You know, they finish up scoring 29 between them, which is half the score, but, you know, they were getting tough shots, and we did a good job defending that.
Of course, the other dangerous options, potentially Foreman, Neville.
I thought Matty was outstanding and Tommy was both outstanding on Neville tonight. You know, really made him work for everything that we kept on denying, putting the body on him. You know, and Tommy was really good offensively. He was being aggressive and, you know, that helps.
What about Dre's final quarter trip? Mostly good, a little bit bad.
Yeah, it was only that one he shot with 20 seconds on the shot clock. You know, that was just normal in the flow of the game. That's fine, but we just got to get that group intelligence the last 3 minutes to play a bit smarter and work the ball to get a good score. But I think he's, what did he finish up with? 16. His rebounding is outstanding. He's got so quick off the ground and gets the ball above the rim. You know, he's still going to improve. I don't think we've close to seeing his best yet. I think he's, halfway through the year, look out.
Is that basketball IQ one of the main things he can improve?
Yeah, just when he gets in tune with his teammates finding out what he likes, what he doesn't like, and where he likes to get the ball. We're still not there complete yet. We're still strangers in that part. But look, I like he's been aggressive and gets to the rim, and a couple of times we really needed the score, and he got to the basket and finished pretty well. Yeah, when we play team basketball, we're pretty good. But when the ball doesn't touch Matt or Tommy's hands, you know, we get too much on the dribble. I thought we got that out of our game tonight. And, you know, it's good to know that, you know, if you're open, you're going to get the ball. And that's Wildcats basketball. Pass to the open man, help your teammate out and get on the boards.
What about some of Damo's efforts tonight?
I thought the second quarter was outstanding. You know, that he really, what we were, 1 point game. We're down 1 point in the first quarter, and that first 3 minutes, I thought his defence, his pressure, they didn't know what to do, and Sean was pressuring in the backcourt. It really set the game up for us.
Sean, are you pretty happy with the way the 300th game went?
Yeah, I mean, the main thing was to get a win, especially, after last week's performance and the way we lost it. So, to get a win tonight, and for the fans' reaction, it was a fantastic and something I'll remember for the rest of my life.
You look pretty happy when you have the three laid on.
Yeah, it was kind of felt like that. Kind of clinched the game, and it was kind of in the balance there. They were trying to make a run at it, and I think that they're such a dangerous team. They can get hot. They're probably the best shooting team in the league. Some of those guys. So it's. It was a fantastic win for us, especially on the defensive end. We brought the energy tonight.
What did you make of the call when you were under the rim with Ballinger?
Yeah, well, tough call. Sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't. So, I'd like to see the video of it. But the main thing is we got the win, and I think we can really improve, especially on the offensive end, and I think it will get better this week as well in training.
Is it a relief, Trent? Do you feel some pressure coming into tonight after last week?
I did want to play like the first half again. That was pretty bad. It was probably the baddest that we've played since I've been here anyway. So, look, we're still a work in progress. We know that. You know, we're getting guys back healthy. You know, we had a couple of guys out injured with the flu, and You know, they're still gasping, and so their timing and everything's off still. But, you know, to win the game by 10 points and we shot pretty poor from the three-point line, it's, you know, there's a lot of upside that I really can't wait.
Sean, how was it without Greg out there? He obviously brings all that energy off the bench. Everyone has to sort of pick up the slack a bit there.
Yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he's such an important piece to us, and he brings just a lot of the intangibles that, you know, really make a difference when you look back at a game film and the little things. So, you know, first half we didn't have that many offensive rebounds, and you know, I think we came in and we had a better focus of that in the second half. But you know, we need to continue to try and, you know, get some of that energy that he brings off the bench. And I thought, you know, particularly defensively, we were pretty active tonight, and you know, that was the biggest key. You know, we didn't play particularly spectacular on offense, but when we defend like that, it's given us a chance to win every game.
Trayvon, Ernest Russ played sort of 5 or 6 minutes both games. What sort of role are you seeing for him?
Probably still trying to develop that. Yeah, he's especially kind of threw it out with Greg not in the rotation, so I'm trying to experiment a little bit with him in the three. He was playing more of a point last game because Drake was out. So it's you know, it's going to take us a good 6-7 games to find that role for the bench guys, and same with Youngie. You know, his first little taste, he had that little cough up, little soft one that you probably get away in the state league, but not in the high level. And it's good experience for him, but you know, that'll develop over the next month or two.
Where's Ross at with trying to drop some kilos? He's still trying to shed some.
Yeah, without question. So he's dropped some, but we certainly want him to be a little bit quicker on his feet. But he's a tough competitor. You know, he likes the one-on-one battle, and he's a very good defender. So we just have to find his role within the team a little bit better.
Does the versatility being able to play sort of 1, 2, 3, does that help or hinder in terms of?
Well, a bit of both, I guess. It helped us last week when we didn't have Drake there, and so it's a little bit of trial and error. See how we're fitting with it. You know, we got our 6 and 7 subs have got to come in high energy. And I thought Jesse did a really good job with that, with high energy on the boards. Tommy with 5 offensive rebounds. We just got to get that next wing guy really, really firing from the bench to take up that slack from Greg.
Sean,